National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting Mr. Boris Karloff in the third of a special series of anniversary Lights Out broadcasts. Tonight, at the urgent request of hundreds of listeners, we bring you a repeat broadcast of the strange play, which you have chosen as the highlight of all the Lights Out series, Cat White.
Dresses. I wanted dough, plenty of it, all I could get. And you were the best chance to get it that came my way.
No, no, Linda, you did love me. You must have loved me.
I loved you about as much as that canary up there loved his teeth. I told myself I'd stay with you a year. Divorce you, stick you for plenty of alimony, and then get out.
But we've been married 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. Because you fooled me, that's why.
I fooled you?
Yeah. You started to make a lot of money. More money than I ever thought you could make. So you're giving me the air, huh?
No, no, Linda, I love you. I'll always love you. I didn't mean what I said.
Well, I did.
No, Linda, don't leave me. You're no good. I know you're no good, but heaven help me, I love you. I'll never love anybody else.
Get out of my way.
No, no, I won't let you go. You've got to stay.
Keep your hands off me.
You're no good. You've cost me my self-respect. But you'll stay with me. You'll stay with me, or I'll cut you off without a cent. You won't get a dime from me. Not a dime. Stop
that!
Stop
that! Oh, you Sam. You fat-headed Sam.
Stop that!
See, you're going to cut me off without a cent, are you? Oh, you fool. I've got everything that belongs to you now. You hear me? Everything.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
This house. It's in my name, isn't it? The car. It's in my name, isn't it?
I know, but... Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? Well, listen to this, my darling husband. I cleaned out the bank account yesterday.
No.
Every cent. I won't be in the street. You will. Now, this is my house. Get your things and get out of here.
I'll kill you.
No, stop.
I'll kill you.
Don't you come near me. Let me go. Touch me again, I'll tear your eyes out.
You cat.
Get out of my way.
That's what you are, a cat. A big, white, heartless cat. You think like one, you screech like one, you claw like one. You even look like one. Cat, that's what you are, a great white cat. I didn't marry a woman. I married a cat.
Keep it up. Keep it up. You're doing swell.
Sneaky, yowling cat.
Now, that's enough, Dad. You stop saying it.
A cat. A cat. You hear me? A cat.
Stop staring at me like that. Stop staring at me. John. What's happening to me?
Everything will be all right.
Oh, Doctor, what have I done? What have I done?
John, please, pull yourself together. You're not entirely to blame for what happened.
What will I do? I did it. I'm to blame.
Stop talking like that. It's preposterous to say you're to blame. She was hysterical, John. The suggestion that she was a cat caught her in an unguarded moment and resulted in a temporary neurosis.
Oh, Doctor, she's got to get well. She's got to.
Of course, she'll be all right. A little rest, quiet. In a few days, it'll all be forgotten.
Is she sleeping?
Yes. I gave her a sedative. She's resting very comfortably.
Can I go in and see her?
But I tell you, she's sleeping, John.
No, but... Oh, I've got to see her. I've got to look at her. I've got to make sure she's all right. Don't you see? I've got to make sure.
Now, John, please. You've had a hard time of it. You'd better get to bed and get some rest.
Oh, no, Doctor, listen to me. I've got to see her again. I've got to make sure that she's all right. I can't rest until I know.
Well, I tell you... Very well. Just for a moment.
Yes.
Be very quiet.
Yes.
nicely.
Why are you getting up?
Why go to the window? What do you want? Oh, if I could only understand you, if I could only know what you're trying to say to me. Oh, no.
This note saying you wanted to talk to me. Gee, I hope you're not going to quit taking milk from me, Mr. Taylor. I know I've been kind of late with deliveries the last couple of days, but you see, it's my...
No, I'm not going to stop taking milk. That's what I want to see you about. I want milk, more milk, cream, everything.
Oh, sure. How much do you want?
Oh, 4 bottles of milk. No, 6.
6?
Yes, and cream. 6 bottles of cream.
Is something wrong, Mr. Taylor?
Wrong? Why do you think something's wrong?
Well, I only meant...
You meant what? Speak up. You meant what?
Well, now don't get sore, Mr. Taylor. I just meant, well, you don't look so good. And, well, you know how it is. Sometimes a fellow has a couple too many and he starts ordering all the milk in the world.
You fool. I'm not drunk. You want to sell me that milk, or do I have to get another milkman?
No, I'll get it for you.
Hurry.
6 quarts, 6 cream. Only him and his old lady. The guy's nuts.
Drink the milk, my beloved. Please. But you haven't eaten anything. You're hungry. You must be hungry. Oh, my darling, what do you want? I'll get you anything, anything. Just eat. No. No, I can't let you out of the room. I can't. Someone might come to the door. They'd see through the windows. Patient, Linda, darling. I'll think of something. Drink the milk for your own good, Linda. Please. No, dearest. Don't do that. All right, dear. All right. I'll let you into the dining room. But you've got to stay away from the window. Someone should see you. Let me carry you. All right, darling. All right. I won't. Go yourself. You see, my darling, your pretty living room. Everything in it just the way you fixed it. Everything. Linda, this horrible thing that's happened to us. I tell myself it isn't real. I'll wake up soon and everything will be the way it used to be. You and I. Linda, where are you? Oh, Linda, don't. No, Linda. Linda, don't cut my phone. Linda. Linda. Could you do it? Oh, could you do it?
Ah, good morning, Mr. Taylor. Early again this morning, ain't you?
Morning.
It was since you sent your wife to the country, my first customer every morning for the last 3 days you've been. Like I was saying to my wife this morning, I said...
Yes, Mr. Heinrich, some other time. I'm in a hurry. My order, please.
Yeah, but you ain't give me no order yet. How about a nice steak, what you can broil?
No, nothing like that.
But to broil a steak? Ach, I tell you, that's nothing. When my wife, she goes to the country, that's what I always make for myself. You lay the steak in in the pan, and then you light the...
I'm in a hurry, I tell you.
Sure, you're all right, all right. You don't have to get so high blood pressure, Mr. Taylor. If you will tell me what you want, by God, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Well, I don't know exactly. A couple of pounds of liver. Yes, that's it. Fresh liver.
What? Again?
You hurt me.
Sure, sure, I hurt you. But, by golly, for 3 days, ever since your wife, she went away, you eat nothing but liver.
Are you going to fill my order?
Sure, sure, sure. I will fill your order. There. Did you ever see such nice, fresh liver, huh?
So,
2 pounds?
Jawohl. There we are.
By golly, it could be you was raising cats or something.
Why do you say that?
Well, every day you buy liver. This morning I catched a couple of mouses in a trap. Maybe you like to take them along for the cat too, huh?
Don't say that! Don't say that!
Mr. Taylor, the liver, you forgot. Golly, that man is verrückt. Now, what did I say that was wrong? Cats like to eat mouses.
Keep you here. Just you and I. I won't answer it. They'll go away. All right, all right. I'll answer it. No, no. Stay here, my beloved. They mustn't see you. Be very quiet. Be very quiet. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Well, what is it? What is it?
Are you the owner of this building?
Yes, what do you want?
Kerrigan is the name. I'm your neighbor. I've got that place across the alley from you.
Neighbor?
Yeah, Kerrigan is my name. I'm with the department.
Department?
Yes. I'm desk sergeant at the 3rd District Station.
Policeman?
Yes. I'm off duty today, so I thought I'd drop over and speak to you. Do you mind if I step in for a moment?
Step in?
Oh, no, no, not at all. Not at all.
Thank you. Well, you got a nice place here.
Yes, yes, nice. Very nice.
You know, the same contractor's made this place has made mine. You didn't know that, I'll bet.
No, I didn't.
Here, Irishman by the name of Gil Hooley. You put up all these bungalows along here on nothing but Blarney and the shoestring. Jumped out a 10-story window, they tell me, the day after the stock market crash. Lucky for him. If he was alive now, some of the people around here that bought places from him would murder him. What with the trouble they're having.
Trouble?
Say, now, speaking of trouble, reminds me why I come over. If you don't mind, I'll tell you.
Yes?
No, it ain't me that's complaining, Mr. Taylor. I'm the kind of man that can sleep in a boiler factory. But it's me, Katie. There's a light sleeper for you. I always say that if a star in heaven twinkles too much, the noise wakes up me, Katie.
What? What is the trouble?
Well, you know how the women are. Always finding something to make a fuss about.
Say, I'm not disturbing her, am I?
Yeah.
You know, you're missing. She's not sleeping in the bedroom, lady.
No, no, of course not. There's no one in there.
I thought maybe seeing the door is closed.
No, no, I tell you, there's no one in there. My wife, she's out of town.
Oh, well, that's fine, that's fine. I always like to talk things over man to man without the women around. The women are all right, I say, but they don't know how to straighten our little troubles with neighbors without calling names and pulling hair.
Oh, what is it? What's wrong? What do you want to tell me?
Well, to put it plain, it's the cat.
Cat?
Yeah, the cat. cat. You just got it, didn't you?
You heard a cat?
Yeah. It started a few nights ago. Now, it ain't just a mean one, like I said, but Miss Katie, well, you see our bedroom window faces right on the alley. And by golly, she hears every meow that animal makes.
You're wrong.
Eh?
I have no cat.
But Miss Katie heard. I heard it too, for that matter.
I have no cat.
But I'm telling you, it's come right from this house.
I tell you, I have no cat. Isn't that sufficient?
Well, now, seeing as you put it so plain, I'll be speaking up plain myself. I'm telling you, I heard a cat yowling last night, and the night before, and the night before that. And as sure as my name's Thomas Kerrigan, it come right from this house. Now, what do you say to that?
Get out.
Now, wait a second, Nabucco. Wait a second. Don't get on your high horse.
Get out.
Well, now, see here. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just thinking maybe the animal's caught in your cellar without you knowing it. Now, if you let me go down...
I tell you, there's no cat here. Get out. Get out of here.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
You heard me. Get out of my house.
Well, you sure are making a lot of noise about nothing, young fella. But it's your house. And if that's the kind of neighbor you want to be, I guess...
What? What are you standing there for? Get out. Get out.
Now, just a minute. Take it easy. Your cat, eh? Well, what was that I just heard?
Nothing at all. You got the right.
Listen, you may not be a liar, but you sure are something close to it. If that ain't a cat in that bedroom there, then I ain't never heard of it.
Get out! Get out of here!
Oh, no, I won't. Listen to that cat. That ain't creating a public nuisance. I'd like to know what it is.
It's none of your business. This is my house. Get out of here.
Now stop pulling at me, me bucko. I may be off duty, but I'm still an officer of the law. And I'm telling you that cat you got in there is violating the city ordinance. Now if you don't make it shut up disturbing me, Katie, I will.
Stay away from that door. Stay away from that door.
Listen to it. That ain't no cat you got in there.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I lied. It is a cat. Just a cat. But I'll make it be quiet, but go away. Go away.
Wait a minute. Take it easy. If it's just a cat, what are you getting so excited?
No, I'm not.
Look at you. Your eyes are blazing. What's going on here? I think I'll have a look.
No, stay away.
Never! Keep away from it! Help! I asked you to go, didn't I? I asked you to. Didn't I, Linda? You heard me. You heard me asking. Linda. Linda, what's the matter? What are you going to do? Linda, keep away from him! What are you going to do?
Linda! I heard
written especially for radio by Arch Obler, comes to you each Wednesday from our Chicago studios.
The best dressed man in town may be the one with the oldest suit, because today it's practical, even stylish, to get extra wear from your clothes. And Energene cleaning fluid can help you do that, folks. For Energene is a spot remover. It gets rid of those little grease spots that moths love to feed on. Grease spots that settle on clothes and make them look worn, run down, and old before their time. Yes, Energene.